This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. And, we hope that you are learning something from this program. This magazine, Ink Magazine, is the magazine for growing companies. If you want to grow your company, this is a great place to get that daily dose of good advice from these people that are doers. Our next guest, his name is Michael Lindenberger. He is an author of a book called Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence. You know, it's funny, I do another show called The Drive, and my show is based upon the fact that I spent 25 years working in the auto industry, and I worked for Motor Trend magazine for a number of years, and then I went to Car and Driver magazine. So I've been one of those lucky guys. I get to drive brand new cars all the time, test them, talk about them. But because I drive a lot, people used to ask me, what are you driving today? And I'd say, I'm driving the new Lamborghini, or I'm driving a new, Ford pickup, or whatever it might be. But I also drove a long distance down to Los Angeles from my place in Oregon where I live. It's 750 miles, and I would drive down there, take 10, 11 hours, 12 hours, and I would do my radio show, and I would do a little business in L.A., and I would turn around and drive back, and they're like, you're crazy. Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. So at a certain point, they would say, are you doing the drive? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the drive, and I like doing the drive. So when I decided to depart from the magazine industry that I was a part of for so many years, I thought, well, what am I going to call my show? So I called it The Drive, because that's what everybody would say. Are you going to do The Drive? Well, on that drive for the last 25 years of my life, I found something called silence. And I got to the point where I could drive from Oregon to Los Angeles without ever turning on the radio. And I would sit there and drive, and I would think, and I would ponder, and I would wonder, and I would ask questions to the great nothingness, you might say, that's out there, the silence that is out there. Although I did hear something one time, Psalm 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Now, I don't want to get all spiritual on you, but let me just tell you, if God says to be still, well, it couldn't hurt you, could it? So when I was driving, I was still a lot. I was quiet a lot. And as I look at this book that Michael has written, and he's on the line right now, Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence, I found that after all these years, I became a different person. I became able to sit with myself for these long periods of time. And it's interesting how time would go faster. I would have the answers to questions that I would ask about business, about marriage. I've been married 30 years in August. Let me tell you, that's no easy job. And I have four children. I've been in business as an entrepreneur pretty much my entire life since I left high school, took a few college classes just to learn things. And as soon as I learned them, I went on my way. But Michael, I am very interested in your book. And I just want to start out by, telling you my story, because I have been doing this for a long, long time. And I do believe that it's given me a certain amount of, consciousness, dare I say. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. First of all, I just want to say that's a really good story, Alan. I love that story, because silence can come from so many different places. You know, some people think, oh, I have to go off on a meditation trip. You don't have to do that. I think what you did was just a really good experience of one way of reaching that silence. And I really believe that silence brings you inner guidance. That you don't have, I just had this thought, this impulse thought, where, today we think of the way to succeed in life is to learn more, to get better at and more skilled at every little thing in life, and then memorize those skills, and then like a little computer, draw those skills up at the right time. And, they've even got movies and stuff about people who are cyborgs, or they're wearing the Google glasses, and all the information they need at the exact moment is coming up on the screen, And I believe just the opposite. It's not developing your intellect or memorizing all the skills to the umpteenth degree to succeed. It's being able to go in, get quiet, and then have that inner guidance just come to you spontaneously based on, what is it, your DNA, your higher self, your your basic impulses that you know you need to do to succeed in life. They're really there if you're able to reach that inner silence. So I really like your story because that's the gist of my book.
Well, and I can't wait to read it. I know that this is a brand new book. Is it out? Is it coming out? What's the story here?
It's out. Okay. It's out. It should be in some bookstores. It's definitely on Amazon. So,
okay.
Simple Awakening.
Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence. All right. So you have written books on workday management. Maybe tell the world a little bit about yourself, because this is very interesting. We have a good time here.
Yeah. Well, I'll if I really want the whole nine yards, we'd be here for 3 hours, but I'll just do it real fast. So, you know, graduated from college back in 1976. It was a soil science degree. Went to work for the Department of Agriculture, tongue-tied here, making soil maps, and then went back to school, got an undergrad and grad degree in civil engineering, and went into soils engineering and was designing foundations for huge skyscrapers in San Diego. Got bored of that, went into software engineering, got bored of that, went into management consulting for the big company called Accenture. You probably heard of that. That's one of the biggest management consulting firms out there. Worked my way up to VP of that. I was the IT director at U.S. Peace Corps. So I've done a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the things that kind of entered my heart, I don't know, 10 years ago, was that as I looked around, particularly in the workday world, people were, first of all, they were unhappy. They were overworked. They're working way too long hours and not enjoying it. I don't mind working long hours if I can enjoy it, but most people weren't enjoying it. They were just working long hours because they were afraid or they were scared they're going to lose their jobs or something, wanted to get ahead. So I saw these people spending hours and hours a day on email, you know, like 6 hours a day on email before they even came up and said, okay, what do I have to do today? So I wrote this book on how to get control of your email and your life by identifying the priorities in your work immediately. So it was a sort of a time management, task management, email management book. It became the number one best-selling book on Outlook, Microsoft Outlook. And then I've just since then, the last 10 years, I've been giving seminars on how to do this. And the interesting thing is it's not that much different from this book I just wrote now, right? Because people, they're stressed out, and there's a way to get kind of to the essential nature of what your work is and just let the noise go away. And that's really what reaching silence does, too, you know? So
no, I agree. This is big. There's a lot of people think that, you know, is this kind of like some sort of a cosmic spiritual breakthrough, and are you going to be kind of loopy afterwards? But the reality is being able to be quiet and be with yourself and actually like who you're with is really important. We're going to finish talking about this on the other side with Michael Lennenberger. He is the author of the book Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence. This is really important, people. This is not mumbo-jumbo religious stuff. This is just simple and good, and it'll make you more efficient. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.